It all started with one word, refine. On July 3rd, Senator Obama told reporters he would refine his Iraq policy after visiting the country and talking to U.S. commanders. The immediate political firestorm caused by that one word led the senator to convene another news conference just a few hours later.
We're going to try this again. Apparently, I wasn't clear enough this morning.
Senator Obama was eager to reassure his core supporters on one of his signature issues.
I would be deliberate and careful in how we got out. I would bring our troops home at a pace of 1 to 2 brigades per month, and at that pace we would have our combat troops out in 16 months. That position has not changed. I have not equivocated on that position. I am not searching for maneuvering room with respect to that position.
But aside from drawing criticism from Obama's political opponents, that position has caused concern among some potential supporters in the middle of the political spectrum. Some analysts, like Michael O'Hanlon of the Brookings Institution, do not necessarily support the war, but worry that a precipitous U.S. withdrawal could have serious negative consequences for Iraq, the region, and U.S. interests.
I'm extremely concerned. I think there's a lot of what the senator has said that is viable and reasonable, but that particular drawdown schedule, I think, would put at risk all the hard work and all the progress we've seen. It's just too fast.
O'Hanlon was a strong critic of the Bush administration's Iraq policy and a skeptic of the troop surge the president announced a year and a half ago. But after two visits to Iraq since the surge began, O'Hanlon says progress on security and political issues is significant and needs to be protected, allowing for only a slow and careful U.S. withdrawal in the coming months.
I believe that the next 15 to 18 months in Iraq are a period of considerable difficulty and fragility. Now that we've seen the surge occur, we should slow down the reductions a bit. We can probably continue to make modest reductions, but they should not be at the same pace as they've been because the pace of the last 7 months has been a dramatic cutback.
O'Hanlon and other experts point out that the end of the surge later this month will complete a 25% reduction in U.S. combat troop strength in Iraq. They argue that it would be dangerous to continue at that pace, and they say senior U.S. commanders agree. Republican Party candidate Senator John McCain has a similar view and says he will leave as many U.S. troops in Iraq as necessary for as long as necessary to ensure that stability is well established before any major U.S. troop withdrawal. The man with the key responsibility for recommending future troop levels to President Bush and to the next president is the U.S. commander in Iraq, General David Petraeus. He's just beginning an expected 6-week period of assessment that will culminate with his next set of recommendations in September. Petraeus is keeping his thoughts to himself in the meantime. But one retired general who works as an advisor to the Iraq commander and to Defense Secretary Robert Gates says General Petraeus's recommendations will make the Iraq war a much less significant issue in the presidential election campaign. The advisor, General Jack Keane, says he also believes that by early next year, when the next president takes office, Petraeus will be ready to recommend troop withdrawals that will not be far off what Senator Obama has called for.
I don't believe we're arguing over very much between what Petraeus cannot tell you now and what he would recommend to a new president in January and what a new president would want to see, be they Republican or Democrat. We are going to have significant force reduction in 2009 based on military commanders' recommendations, and it'll be even more significant in 2010.
That is far from certain. But it would be good news for Senator Obama, who has appeared to be setting himself up for a confrontation with senior U.S. military officers who have been cautious in their troop withdrawal recommendations. With that in mind, analyst Michael O'Hanlon hopes Senator Obama's coming visit to Iraq will moderate his position.
I'm glad to hear that Senator Obama is going over there in July. I think that's a critically important decision on his account, and I'm encouraged by it. And I would simply say let's all give him a little time to digest what he learns over there and hope that there's a revision to his public position before this fall.
But Senator Obama is doing his best to put an end to such speculation, in part through his opinion article in the New York Times confirming his 16-month withdrawal plan, as he did back on July 3rd, just after that one word started the confusion over his policy.
Let me be as clear as I can be. I intend to end this war. My first day in office, I will bring the Joint Chiefs of Staff in, and I will give them a new mission, and that is to end this war responsibly, deliberately, but decisively.
Senator Obama says his plan is the only way to pressure Iraqi officials to make needed progress on security and political issues. He makes provisions only for what he calls tactical adjustments to ensure the withdrawal is safe. And he says that while he does not want a permanent U.S. troop presence in Iraq, he would be willing to keep a relatively small counterterrorism force there for a while, along with trainers for the Iraqi military and enough troops to keep them safe. The senator does not say exactly how many that would be, but he makes clear they would not be in the lead combat role they've had for the last 5 years. Al Pessin, VOA News at the Pentagon.